This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To be Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Intern Joe is here as well.
Yeah, wild turkeys chasing my daughter in the city of Boston. It's just hysterical every time I'm FaceTiming with her. Well, we're getting a lot of texts in. I didn't realize that wild turkeys were as smart as they are. Texts are reminding me, hey, wild turkeys are super smart. Ben Franklin wanted to have them as our national bird. So, like, that's smart.
This texter saying, TJ, tell your daughter to try giving the turkey a handful of corn or birdseed. If they are small, they are not finding enough food. Make friends with them.
So, and then this one goes, don't run from them. You're just making them chase you, which I keep telling her that, but it's
instinct.
It is instinct. I'm like, she goes, what do you want me to do? Stand here and play dead?
They're not
clawing my eyes out.
If you've ever been near one, they're like the big ones mad. Could be like waist tall. Like,
right.
They're not tiny little pigeons that are just going to go, shoo, get away from it.
Hey, we got people calling in, 252-WBEE. Hi there.
Yes, hammer carry it like a laser light. Most birds will deter from coming after you. We raise turkeys, chickens, ducks, geese, and I know the whole thing, they'll try to spur her with their spurs on the back of their feet. It's probably mostly toms chasing her.
Okay.
They're more of aggressive. They don't see it as a dot. They see it as something like a snake or something coming at them. I have moved whole flocks of geese out of my way with a laser light.
With a little laser light?
So simple.
I'm going to overnight her one. Like I'm not laser, kidding.
Like a laser pointer pen like you'd play it with a cat?
Yeah. But I have moved birds out of the road with a laser pointer because they see it and they run or fly away.
Wow. That's great advice. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Yep.
So my nephews are the coolest people in the world, but I have to take one of them down a notch after a conversation yesterday. It's Be Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope, intern Joe. Now, we have a wide spectrum of ages in this room. I'm in my 50s.
Yeah.
You're in your 40s. Mm-hmm. Joe?
25.
28.
All right. What would you consider to be too late for a concert to start?
I would have a hard time with one starting at 10, but I would still go. I'd roll my eyes and I'd complain about it, but it wouldn't stop me from going.
Because you have that fear of missing out.
Yes.
Okay.
FOMO.
I guess for me, if it's a weekend, 10 seems a little late, but if it's a weekday, don't start it past like 7:30.
Okay. have I been at work all day?
It's a Friday.
See, Friday. Normally Fridays, I can pull one out. Once every once in a while, I can stay up late for sure. So, yeah, if it's a Friday, I'm okay.
So, I bumped into my nephew, Sean. I know half of the Avon department that his brother works for is probably listening right now. Hey, guys, what's up? Sean is like 36-ish.
Okay.
And I said, Aaron Lewis, this Friday. He goes, yeah, we had tickets. We sold them. I go, oh, what happened? Like something come up? He goes, oh, we were talking about it. And it's kind of a late start for a show. So we decided we're just going to sell the tickets. And I'm thinking like, what time does this show start? 8 o'clock.
Oh.
He's ba- bailing on an 8 o'clock concert.
On a Friday.
On a Friday.
But he doesn't have to work the next day.
No.
And it's not like you got to drive far. It's
right.
It's here, right?
It's so we were talking a little bit about, you know, going to bars and what time our bar's busy.
Right.
When I worked at Daisy Dukes, RIP Daisy Dukes, when I worked there, I would show up at 9:30, literally nobody in the bar.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, people start to trickle in. 11 o'clock, yeah. There's a little crowd. Midnight, you're shoulder to shoulder watching people getting thrown off the bull. And I didn't even blink at that. And that was 30s and 40s at that point. And I would be there till 2 o'clock. But I wasn't working mornings, so different situation. More, but he doesn't have to be up at the hours that we have to be up.
8 p.m. is still like the dinner crowd. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the early bird of
he just
the
seems
outs.
Too young to
he's
be like,
way too
8
young.
O'clock is too late for
get
a concert.
Get rid of the tickets.
Get
I can't
off of
do
my
that.
Lawn. You know, whether you agree with him politically or not, the man is right about this. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, intern Joe is with us.
If you didn't hear, a record-breaking filibuster, over 25 hours long, 25 hours and 4 minutes of nonstop talking. But Senator Booker dropped some knowledge on our favorite football team.
Any kind things on me. I don't know if you realize that never before in the history of America has a man from Brooklyn said so many complimentary things about a man from Newark.
But I would remind my colleague that we are both New York Giants fans.
Who play where in New Jersey? This is not a colloquy. I hold the floor. I do not yield. Brooklyn stole the Nets. It's an injustice from Newark. They stole the Nets. I do not yield the floor for a rebuttal. And the Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey. There's only one football team in New York, and that's the Bills.
There you go.
Hey!
There you go.
I said all that to say all this. I was like, where is it? What did he say?
So this was all part of his 25-hour and 18-minute blackfest yesterday.
Senator Schumer jumped in, and he was the one who was like, you know, well, we both love the Giants. And Booker was like, hold on. There is one New York football team.
Oh, he must have been so grouchy by that point. No snacks, no bathroom.
That's, man, just being awake that long is enough. But I wonder if he had notes. You think he took notes on what can I talk about for the next 25 hours?
Oh, yeah. His staff prep binders. He didn't even make it through all of the notes that his staff prepped.
Good Lord.
Isn't that insane?
Look at him.
That's nice.
Sliding a Buffalo Bills reference in there. I have trouble with the tech. I don't know how your mom's going to do it. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. Intern Joe's with us.
Well, you know, not every older person is unfamiliar with how apps work on a smartphone.
Yeah.
It's just my mama, Jay, just isn't quite catching on, but she's blaming the phone. She thinks, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, well, this is an old phone. I, like, need a better phone, which is fine. But I think it was yesterday's announcement that, you know, returns as of September. So it's not going to affect this return season, but the folks that still get, like, the paper check.
Yes.
Are no longer going to get
so
that.
So, like, you turn in your taxes, you get a return from the feds, they mail
they
you a check.
They mail a check.
That's going to stop.
It's all going to be direct deposit. So, with that being said, that's just one more thing that my mama is going to have a hard time navigating. And so, right now, I get a phone call going, I need you to help me pay my car payment. She wants to sit and write checks, and then she wants to mail the checks, and she wants, you know... She wants
I can't
that.
Tell you the last time I wrote a check,
no,
put a stamp on an envelope and put it in the mail.
And the problem is that a lot of those checks on the other end, like it's just not getting there in time. It just doesn't work the way it used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then she's getting more bills mailed to her because they haven't put that check in.
Well,
or
it could have crossed in the mail.
Exactly.
Literally.
I'm like, you know what solves all this, mama, is paying on the app. Or paying online. It's instant. You can see your history, your payment history there. And it's just, you know, it's just, she just is scared she's going to screw it up. Or she doesn't see, I write down, I'm like, here, you do A, B, C, and D. And that's how you can make your car payment. It's even to the same bank. You just transfer the money from this account to that account and apply it to your... And it's she's like, I'm messing it up. I messed the whole thing up.
All of my stuff is set it and forget it. I have the auto pay. And some places like car insurance, if you put auto pay on your payments, they'll knock off a couple bucks each month for that.
Well, what's happening is like when she does do online, like for a mortgage, mm-hmm. they're applying the mortgage money wrong. Like, it's not for the following month. They're just putting a double payment of that month on there. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it is. It's confusing for her.
And good luck getting a person on the phone to fix that.
And that's the other thing, is that she very much wants to talk to a human being. Like, she, you know, I call them, and I'm like, yeah, well, Ma, a lot of these places, they don't have people that you can talk to anymore. They just don't. Or they have such a limited number that they're not going to answer your call. So, and they want you to go online, and they're going to have you answer a bunch of questions from a bot first, you know? So that further
frustrates
her.
That is the part that annoys me, the bots, because 90% of the time my question, I could have figured out on my own, obviously.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be bothering you otherwise, but the bots drive me absolutely bonkers. And I usually start the conversation with, can I talk to a human being? Can I talk to a human being? I just copy and paste it. And after four or five of that, a human being will hop on. And you can tell the difference in the language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of like, what? How do you pay your bills, Hope?
So most of them are on auto pay, except for my HOA. I get a huge, it's like 5% fee if I use my credit card. And I'm like, why are you making me pay such a high fee?
They want a check?
Yeah.
Yes. Because they're passing on the processing fee onto me. But I think it's a little bit more than the processing fee. And it's like $40-$50 a month extra
to
if I want
to
auto pay and use my credit card. So if I want that $40, I got to go through and send a little check in.
That's ridiculous.
I went to the bank and asked them to, because I haven't ordered checks in forever because I haven't needed them. And she's like, yeah, well, we can give you up to 10. I'm like, perfect. I'll take them. Because for this wedding, the venue also has a fee if you pay. And she's like, it really just, I so much more prefer you to mail us a check. And now I got a check out there and I'm not used to this free for all feeling where I'm like, this could hit at any time. It's like someone pulling a pin.
Right.
And chucking the grenade. And I'm just sitting here going, God, I hope the money's there when it lands.
So Joe is still in college. Have you written a check in your life? Have you ever written a check?
I have written checks for the business that I used to work for. Never a personal check.
Never. Not a single time.
Not one time.
God.